A St. Albert artist has reached the world's finals in an international poster contest meant to promote peace. The Gazette learned December 17 that a poster made by Vincent J. Maloney grade 8 student Carissa D'Souza has advanced to the world's finals of the Lions Club's International's Peace Poster Contest. Now in its 34th year, the contest sees students ages 11 to 13 create peace-themed posters to inspire the world through art and creativity, said Claude Carignan, peace poster chair for the St. Albert Host Lions Club, in an email. Clubs from 200 nations and geographic areas participate. This year's theme was, "We Are All Connected." Carignan said the St. Albert Club got entries from 16 area school groups this year and picked winners based on originality, artistic expression, and depiction of theme. Winners advanced to the District C-1 contest, which included clubs north of Red Deer, with the winner there advancing to the Multiple District, Alberta, contest. Carignan said D'Souza's work won at all these levels, earning her various prizes, and was sent to the Lions International Headquarters in Oak Brook, Illinois, for the World's Finals. Judges will pick 24 winners in the coming weeks. 23 will get $500, while the grand prize winner will receive $5,000 and a trip for two to the United Nations in New York to celebrate Lions Day. Carignan said D'Souza is one of about 10 St. Albert residents in the last 30 years to make it to internationals. To date, we have not had any in the top 13. Speaking on December 16 before she knew her work had reached the world's finals, D'Souza said she entered this poster contest as part of teacher Kelly Montpetit's art class. She spent most of October's art classes and weekends working on this year's entry. When I was thinking about, "We Are All Connected," I started thinking of puzzles, because a puzzle can't be completed until all the pieces are put together, D'Souza said, when asked about the inspiration for her work. The result is an illustration of people from around the world assembling a jigsaw puzzle of Earth, with the pieces depicting various national flags. D'Souza said she chose pencil crayons as her medium as it offered the widest selection of colors. D'Souza said her work shows how people don't have to be face-to-face to work together for peace. COVID has been keeping us physically apart, but you don't have to be physically connected to actually be connected. Montpetit said D'Souza is a talented artist, writer, runner, and mathematician, whose speed, endurance, and meticulous attention to detail gives her an edge when it comes to art. You give her any challenge and she can figure it out. In an email, Montpetit said D'Souza started to shake with excitement when she told her she had reached the world's finals, and soon had a grin from ear to ear. "I'm really shocked. I didn't expect to make it this far, honestly." Montpetit quoted D'Souza as saying, "I can't wait to tell my parents," D'Souza said. International winners of the poster contest will be notified on or before February 1. Copies of the 16 St. Albert posters, including D'Souza's, will be on display at the Arden Theatre until December 30, after which they will be moved to the St. Albert Public Library for January. Visit www.lionsclubs.org/n/start-our-approach/youth/peace-poster-contest for details.